Chapter 26 In the morning, bright and early, Pinocchio started for school. Imagine what the boys said when they saw a marionette enter the classroom. They laughed until they cried. Everyone played tricks on him. One pulled his hat off, another tugged at his coat, a third tried to paint a mustache under his nose. One even attempted to tie strings to his feet and his hands to make him dance. For a while, Pinocchio was very calm and quiet. Finally, however, he lost all patience and, turning to his tormentors, he said to them threateningly, "Careful, boys! I haven't come here to be made fun of. I'll respect you, and I want you to respect me."
"Hurrah for Dr. Know-All! You have spoken like a printed book!"
howled the boys, bursting with laughter. One of them, more impudent than the rest, put out his hand to pull the marionette's nose. But he was not quick enough, for Pinocchio stretched his leg under the table and kicked him hard on the shin.
"Oh, what hard feet!" cried the boy,
rubbing the spot where the marionette had kicked him.
"And what elbows! They're even harder than the feet!"
shouted another one, who, because of some other trick, had received a blow in the stomach. With that kick and that blow, Pinocchio gained everybody's favor. Everyone admired him, danced attendance upon him, petted and caressed him.